second episode of the podcast. Woo! It stopped recording. I didn't notice when it stopped recording. Sorry, guys. Podcast difficulties. It's my bad. I just drank a shot of Don Julio. I smoked a little bit with Danny. Took a hit. We're getting some pizza. Danny's buying because he's cool. I guess this is episode 2. Cemetery then?
Fuck it.
Damn.
Cemetery, for real.
I don't care what people say, Little Caesars is the shit.
It is. That's a bomb. I don't go fuck. People say it tastes like cardboard. I don't go fuck. Well, it tastes. That's just $5 or $6. I don't give a fuck. But that's
just, that's just good.
Yep. La paz hasta la muerte, con el cheese. You smoked that thing, right?
I don't know. I lost it.
Where did I put it?
It's right there. Never mind.
No, I mean the joint.
Oh, no, not yet. No, wait for the cemetery.
I mean where we put
it's
it.
It's theirs.
I put it there, right?
Yeah, I saw it.
Alright, cool. As long as it's home, which is the cemetery.
We ate deep dish Chicago style pizza. Jordan said, yeah, it was good, it was good. He said that it was thicker in Chicago because he actually went. He's like, they have some thick ass shit, but this is good. He liked it. I liked it. It's fucking little slices. It was like this big, but that shit filled you up. We shared a pizza. So I ate half, like this much, and that shit filled me up.
Damn.
Yeah, that shit was good.
That fucking spot right here, me and my cousin.
Hmm.
Oh, I think when was it? That was the day of wrestling. Or before wrestling, or Sunday or some shit. I don't know, but I hit him up and I'm like, hey, fool, what you got on my fucking burrito? And he's like, nothing, what you got on mine? I'm like, I'll buy you a burrito if you smoke me out. He's like, fuck it, I'm down. I'm like, all right, I'm on my way. They go and I bring him right here. I'm like, hey, fool, I hear the burritos right here are bomb.
Where?
Right here. Like,
taco
like,
truck?
Yeah, the taco truck right there. Like they're bomb and they're like $6 or some shit. So whatever, we got it, we ate it, and like yeah, we texted to like yeah, that shit was bomb, whatever, you know, and we knocked out.
Yeah.
No, the fucking next day we both texted to the same time like at 5:30. Hey, fool, did that shit give the shit?
Yup.
Alright, they're like, oh, nasty.
Was
like,
it worth it?
It was worth it, though. Okay. Nah, but those fools bamboozled us, because they told us that they want to put esa salsa verde shit or whatever sauce that they wanted.
Yeah.
Then they put shit.
They forgot.
And then man, my cousin, for me, me pusieron mucha carne y frijoles and shit.
Nice.
And so for mine, it was fucking bomb.
Yeah.
And my cousin, he says that they put a lot of fucking saboya, a lot of what else. And there was like big chunks like this big, he said, like, now that sucks, because my shit was nothing for me. Like, must be nice, but besides that, that shit was still bomb, though. Like, besides that shit was bomb, I still ate the whole thing. Like, you
how
know,
much are
me,
they?
Six
bucks.
$6.50.
$6.50 burrito, just by itself.
Yeah, burrito by itself.
Okay, that's still good.
The tacos were $1, but I guess now they're $1.50. But it's those. Those tacos are hechas de mano, so it's worth it. They're like this big. Man, they're $1 a week, go order like 10 of them. Perfect, that's a, just a taste bomb 10 bucks.
I feel like I've run into 50 cent tacos for some reason.
Huh?
I feel like I've run into 50 cent tacos. Que ricos?
No, remember those 50 cent tacos are down here. Remember the little tacos? Like they're like this big. Where you used to practice?
No. I remember your dad used to take us to that fucking good ass taco place.
But that was $1 though, too.
Yeah.
But then they changed it to fucking camarones bullshit.
They don't do tacos anymore?
Nah. It's camarones now.
Some fat ass tacos.
Yeah, they were bomb. I used to remember that spot too. And they used to let you prepare yourself.
I never took my parents. I told them I was going to take them because that shit was fucking good. Like, yeah! Roberto took us to eat tacos!
They're good. No, that's just funny. When I showed up that one time, I saw your mom and like, Rosa, Rosa. And she didn't say, but like, man, I guess, whatever.
Probably scared her.
Maybe.
They wouldn't recognize you.
And then like, I went to go knock. And then I hear something like, it's Danny. But like, no, it's Danny. No, it's it. And I was like, and I get the lock and like, what, nigga? Like, what the fuck? And then like, that was like, it was you that said it was Danny. But I guess it was your cousin. And I was like, no, it's Danny. Yo lo conozco, it's Danny. And then your mom answered like, Danny? You're like, yeah. You're like, ¿es Armando? You're like, oh, no está ahorita. You went over here or like whatever.
I think she told me.
I don't know.
When was that?
When I first got my car.
Oh, yeah, she did tell me.
And I was like, oh, pues, le vine a recoger para que la pudiera visitar a mi nuevo charro, and then all this. And then your dad goes and he shows me the pictures, like, no, pues, su gemelo, mira. Like, bam. Like, bam. That's a long time.
That's funny. You went back to the short hair.
Yeah. They're like, no, pues, aquí está. And then, like, damn, más que te miro, te miras más como tu papá. Like, damn, that's what everybody tells me. Like, but everybody was right there eating, and they were like, ¿quieres comer? I'm like, nah. And then I'll be all weird without you there. Like, I felt good, like, they just derided me like crazy like that. But if I was like, man, because then again, I was kind of faded too, so yeah, I was like,
you don't get nervous.
Nah. Yeah, so I'm like, nah, I'm cool. But yeah, that was crazy, but I went in there, I'm like, you see, fucking guy.
They did tell me. I forgot about that. It just happened to
me. It's okay, but they saw that fish tank. It also looks like you guys had the same fucking fish.
Two big fish. No, we always, like, those always survive, actually. Big white one and a goldfish, a fat goldfish.
Yeah,
those. But they've died before.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But those are the kind of fish that survive, because those are always the ones that last the longest time they get big.
Because apparently those goldfish are the ones that die fast.
No, the fat ones. It's not a goldfish. It's something else, but it's orange.
No. Oh.
And it's fat.
Oh, yeah, I know. The ones that had babies before, I remember. And they used to protect them.
Yeah. Like that kind and the white kind. They start as goldfish, but they turn white.
So they're not even goldfish.
Or maybe they start as white goldfish, they come in the pile with them, and they're the ones that survive for us.
Yeah. I remember you guys had that shark that just got big.
Yeah, and the other white one, that shit used to swim fast, but I remember that shit died. That's weird. I never noticed that.
That's great. Yeah, your dad just got up lower. He was eating, and then he just gets up, like, mira esa foto. I'm like, what are you talking about? And then he's like, he put it over there. Like, so I'm looking, I'm like, oh yeah, look, the fish thing, you guys have the same fish. And then he just takes out the Generación 2000 picture, the one that you sent me before. I'm like, oh shit. I'm like, oh damn. I don't even look nothing like that.
You look like that, what are you talking about?
I don't know, I feel like I changed a lot.
Same hairstyle.
Always have that mean look and shit. But hey, Jerry, that was like, mira con tu gemelo, that's all he showed me. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, damn. I still can't believe they had all the trophies on.
I know, they don't want to throw them away.
Yeah, that dwarf is just
away.
Why? I don't know.
Like, fuck this, just trash.
And that was fucked up, because once they gave me, like, three trophies. But they gave them
and
three
trophies.
You had
good trophies. You had, like, first place trophies.
I did.
Your dad threw those away?
Yeah. First, second. The lowest ones was with Generación 2000, which is like 5th or 6th.
Participation.
Yeah. But like with all the other teams, I was like, they gave me gold fucking third place goalies, but they were like, you know what? But since you're like the MVP of the team, here you go. Here's another trophy.
And they didn't. And they're like,
hey,
away?
Yeah.
Fuck. That sucks. You saw him throw them away?
Nah.
Maybe they're still there. They're put away somewhere.
I didn't see him throw them away, but I mean, like, he said they got ruined. I'm like, throw them away. Like, well, I don't care either. They're like, they're not that important. They're like nothing.
I wouldn't mind throwing mine away. There's, except the second place. Other than that, I wouldn't throw them away. Like, I'd throw them away.
Okay. I would like,
but just that one. Well, I think we had a fourth or third place in there too.
Yeah, but yeah, like all my children were like, because they were like this, and because of this, and because of this.
Who knows? Like right with Tony, the teams that he plays with, they win everything. They get first place all the time.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. But like you go and you watch, and they're obviously way better. So sometimes people take that for granted. They're like, oh, they're just playing shitty teams.
Yeah.
But they're all on the same fucking level. These guys are just performing that much better than everybody. Like, what are you talking about? It's not...
Sorry, but that good?
He's good. He's not, like, the best.
He's not like us?
I would say there. I think he's better than me.
Yeah, he's better than me. He's better than us.
At that age.
No, I'm saying he's better than us.
Yeah. Like, I see the way he can control the ball and shit, and it's good. Because I remember taking him to practice, and he does the shit. That, like, he gets it. He's getting it in there in the game.
Yeah.
But, like, you try to give him tips? No, he's okay. He's their best, one of their best midfielders. I think he's their only midfielder from what I saw. He can control the game. He stops the ball. He does passes.
Those is like the Cuauhtémoc.
Yeah. But he doesn't know how to manage his energy. I tell him, I'm like, you're fucking running as hard as you can to every play, and you're walking back. You're not helping your teams. Like.
Oh, so
he is doing it. Like. He's helping them, like if he's the only midfielder, because his teammates, they don't really have positioning awareness. Yes, yeah. But he doesn't have positioning awareness either. They're little, they're just learning, their coaches don't teach them that shit. So I try to tell him, I'm like, if you're the only fucking midfielder, I went and I saw, like, they had a little final tournament.
Yeah.
I'm like, right after the first game, I told him, you're the only midfielder. You need to be available for passes, because the attackers aren't coming down, and the defense, they're not going up. They weren't doing any running.
Mm-hmm.
He was running, but he was slow to keep up with the plays. Because, like, if they were getting attacked, he'd run and help the defenders, and then he was too tired to go help the attackers on the next play. But then he'd get back in his place, and then on the next play, he'd help whoever.
He would lose it again.
Yeah, he'd lose it.
Yeah.
So I'm telling him, I'm like, fucking, you need to be available. You're the midfield. You're linking them. If your defenders have the ball, make yourself an easy pass for them. They get it, and you take that shit and you give it to your attackers. Don't worry about defending for the defense if all of them are staying down there. Don't worry about attacking for the attackers if they're all up there. You're the midfield. You have to link them.
You just stay in the middle, like,
yeah,
anything.
Pretty much. But he gets into it. He gets into it, and like his team's getting attacked, so he goes and he helps them defend. His team's attacking, he goes and he helps them attack. That's good. Little by little, he'll get it. But I would give him the advice, and I see him go back to the same shit, because he still doesn't have that. In the game, he still can't think. He's still like, fuck, this is happening. I gotta go do this.
But it's hard, too.
It is. It's fucking hard. But if somebody's telling you these things, it's in your mind at least, and then little by little, you start getting it. Nobody was telling us any of that shit.
Yeah, but it's still hard.
Mm-hmm.
You see your team is like right there struggling. It's like, fuck it.
You gotta be disciplined.
But then again, he's in the midfield. He has to go down there.
Mm-hmm.
So if he does see that, he has to go down there.
The way they were playing, though.
But he should not go, like, hardcore, being, like, right next to the goalie.
Yeah. Deep. He does. He does everything.
Where he should be at will just be, like, where the area grande is at and that line and up.
He's everywhere. He does good passes. He's good. I'm telling you, he's better than I was at that age. And it helps a lot that you can guide him. Because, like, you've been through it already. But
like, you know what you're talking about.
Yeah, he's lazy, though. Just recently, like, maybe in the past week, he started actually watching what he's eating. Because he's on vacation.
Mm.
And the team's not playing, but he's doing it. I told him, I'm like, you have to get in those 10,000 hours. If you can get him, like, high-quality training, that you'll be that much better.
Just tell him that he has to be, like, those guys on TV.
I used to show him all the videos. I'd get them all excited. I show them the highlight videos. Fucking golazos, badass passes, people defending awesome, like shit like that.
Yeah.
That's why he does everything. He's seen those videos. He's like, oh shit. And he tries it. Well, he's good. He just needs to get better on the physical side. So if he wants to do that, if he wants
that's
to
what I'm saying.
Attack, like, defend every play, like, fucking do it.
You're like, look, none of these fools are fucking fat. None of these guys, they take this shit seriously.
Mm-hmm. No, that's why he's watching his diet. I've been telling him,
like,
but
if you really
he's
want
13.
This shit to be serious, it's like, you have to start doing it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Not later, but right now.
I've always told him this. I'm like, when I used to take him when he was like six, whatever, I'd be like, look, I'm bringing you because I want you to do something. I want you to, like, get better at something. Yeah. I'm like, if you like this, you have to practice every fucking day, because there's guys out there that they love this. It's not even, they don't have anything else to do. They don't go to school or anything. Like, they're poor as fuck. This is what they do when they go out with their friends and they play this.
And even that, they just wake up to that.
Yeah.
And they just woke up
to it. They just have the ball with it.
They sleep with it. And that's what they have to do.
I'm like, you're up against these guys. Those are the guys that become the best. If you want to be on their level, you have to fucking practice every day. And, like, he doesn't, he doesn't. Like, he's sort of like us, how we used to go to the park all the time. Like that. But, like, not discipline. And, like, I'm trying to get it into him little by little. He's getting it. I think he could make it a good level if he really dedicates himself.
With, what happened with those levels just that we didn't do all that school stuff. I felt like if we would have done that school stuff, we would have been way better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, guidance. You need guidance.
But we never had the guy be like, yeah, go for it. I got you. We never had those parents like, no, we had no money for that.
Nope.
We had no money, like $200 just for you to go play. The fuck?
Ale is teaching him. Ale takes him to practice. He takes him to the park. They go over there for like fucking 3 hours and just drill shit.
Okay.
He thinks he could have been pro.
Who?
Alejandro. He's like, he talks about the games that they played over there all the time. He's like, I was the fucking best defender. Everybody wanted me. I would stop every fucking play. I would organize my defense, everything. Like, he's like,
that's what he said.
That's what he said. I haven't seen him play.
Now, you just said things that way I could say too.
Huh?
Because he cannot say that was like the same shit. Hey, you stay over there. You stay over here. Hey, this motherfucker needs two of them motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm. There's fucking good players everywhere. Just, this is what I was telling Lupita. There's certain lucky breaks that people get that other people don't get. Just because, like, random ass shit. Just because you were born in January, you're a little bit bigger than the kids in your age group.
Yep.
So,
you're always gonna be taller or bigger.
Yeah. There's scouts, and they see you play with the kids in your age group, and they're like, this guy's the shit. But it's just because you're a little bit bigger and stronger and faster because you developed for another 6 months or however long.
Mm-hmm.
So these guys get scouted. They get put on the teams, and the team, they're the ones that get the training. They're the ones that get their 10,000 hours at a high level with, like, good coaches and shit. And it's like, those are the ones that make it, not because they were the best or anything, just because they got a lucky break. They were born at the right time. Or some of them, you're just super talented and you get noticed regardless.
Yeah, I felt like I was probably one of those people.
You should have kept going. You should have kept playing.
You tried out for those teams over there. It looked like they wanted to take it, but apparently it wasn't good enough.
We weren't serious enough.
Or maybe.
We played it.
I don't think we were serious enough. I think we just loved playing it.
Hold on.
We just loved playing it.
When we would go, think of this shit. We would go after school every day. Or Wednesdays. It wasn't every day because we had soccer practice. Sometimes. For a while. When would we go?
It was the days that we didn't have soccer practice. If it wasn't soccer practice, we would go.
Okay.
So say it was Monday, we had soccer practice, and Wednesdays, we'll go Tuesday,
every
Thursday,
fucking
Friday.
Day. It was me running down the field with the ball shooting at your ass. So we were practicing at our level every day, doing the things that we liked, but nobody was like guiding us. Like, oh, this is what you're playing? That's a position you like? Or this is what you want to do? Like, do it like this. Try this. Practice this. We were just fucking shooting and blocking.
Well, my dad kind of did, but it wasn't enough.
Most of it was us.
All he thought was like, oh, I'm playing with older people. That's all you need.
No, you need more guidance.
Yeah, that's where he probably fucked up. You could have just been like, you know what? You try out for the school.
Well, now you know. Now you know.
That's what, like, now I know. I could tell my kids.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Kids, your siblings, your nieces and nephews. Yeah, you were
playing
really
that
good.
Playing that shit was awesome. It's like all your anger would just go away during the whole time.
I don't know when I have anger.
Well, not like that, but I mean, like, if you did, or like if you would, like, during the game, all the anger that you would have, like, if there would be, like, a badass game, how they get into the soccer games.
Yeah.
And then they started fouling you all crazy.
That was fun.
All that anger, it was just crazy how it was just during that game. And as soon as that game, right, cool, dog. It was a badass fucking game, yeah. And then we would just leave. And like,
we all knew that shit was cool. Go shake hands or clap hands in the middle, that's it.
And I fucked it. Game is over. Yeah. We just leave it as there.
Mm-hmm.
That was dope.
That shit was fun.
Or like at least scoring. Nah, feeling like, fuck yeah, we're winning, yeah. It was fire.
I think the first goal I scored on the field, I don't remember how it happened. I just remember I took the ball from my own teammate. I fucking shot that shit. Because I saw it. I gave him the pass, and I made my run, and he wasn't about to let it go.
Yeah.
I think he was setting himself up for a shot. And I was like, nah, fuck this. I'll fucking clear. And on him setting himself up, I took the ball, and I shot. And I made it. That shit was cool. He was blocked. He didn't have a good shot. But I don't remember shooting. I just remember, like, taking the ball and then everything going black and then, like, seeing the ball in the goal and then turning around and running.
Fuck yeah. No. I remember most of my goals.
That was the only one I don't remember.
I remember the goals, like, Generation 2000. I don't know who it was, but he would always do the centers and I was always there just going boom, boom.
I remember Ruben had good centros.
Maybe it was him, but I forgot who it was, but as soon as he would give me a center and I would, like, touch it, boom. Or he would send me a bag and I would just be right there, like, I would just kick it in. And that was, like, the majority of my goals. And then after that, I remember just being goalie. And then they put me in midfield and I sucked. And then they put me in defense and I sucked, kind of,
goalie,
I guess.
Forward.
And then they put me forward and they was like, you're fucking fast. I'm like, I don't think so. And they were like, with your speed, fool, I'll be taking everybody. I'm like, what the fuck? What speed are you guys talking about? And I was just like, just put me in goalie and I'll be good.
You're like, I'm just kidding.
Hold on, I didn't know what the fuck you were talking about. And I was just like, fuck it. I remember, like, yeah, you would just launch me in the ball and I would just run to the ball and I would just kick it in. I remember that. Like,
you used to do that a lot.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you just give me the ball straight up and I'll just...
There was this guy that's all he did. I think Jose? No. You remember Jose? He was. I think he was a captain.
Luis.
No. Jose. Not Luis.
What Jose?
He was in Generación 2000. I remember he used to comb his hair back. And he was like a little brown kid. His hair was sort of brown too. Or reddish.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe brown.
You remember the goalie?
He played goalie and he played forward.
Where's that fucking blue?
He was short. Oh, I forgot. Somewhere there. Or there. Did we put it on top of this thing?
I don't know.
What's up with that? I remember seeing it up here at one point.
I thought you had it somewhere around here.
It could be. Check. Well, I mean, it has to be here, right? We didn't go anywhere.
Fuck it.
No, we gotta find that shit. What the fuck? That shit was here. We didn't take it out, right? It was here. I remember it here or there.
I thought I put it, like, right here.
That shit's gonna stink in my car.
And if it does, that means it's still here.
Hopefully. We didn't take it off. There's no reason to take it off. It has to be in here. How do we lose a joint that was fucking in the car?
Nah, we had it though. Because I was going to light it up.
Your pocket?
Yeah, you lit it and then you put it out. Yeah, and I already had the pizza because I already had it right here. Like, wait.
Is it in the pizza?
No.
Oh.
We're like, wait. Let's wait until we get to the thing. Right?
Yeah.
It has to be here. What the fuck?
You wouldn't throw it out, right? Maybe just by habit? Like, I just put this shit out, let me throw it? I didn't see you throw anything.
No, I didn't even have the window though.
That's fucking weird. Oh, we still have 25 cents. We were playing the penny slot at the end. To waste the rest of it. I just found the voucher.
I found it.
Sick.
Cool.
Now everybody knows we're here.